We're all super, super excited that she is bringing her own baby into the world, and we just want you to know that kid is going to have so many aunts to watch after.
Now that the player tribute video has concluded here at Toyota Park, now Michelle will take the mic and say a few words. And she'll take the mic in just a matter of moments. Again, you just tune in here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. It's a 1-0 lead for the Portland Thorns as the bouquet of flowers is being sent Michelle's way. So we'll listen back in.
She's still Michelle Leno to me. Many years as a Leno. I'll spare you all the stories to not embarrass Michelle, even though they're all so extremely positive, because the type of player she was for us. Michelle, we miss you so much. You're a red star once and forever. So 2016 jersey had to get you. You're forever a red star with us. And the cat's out of the bag. We know it's going to be quite a mini Michelle because she's having a boy, but he's still invited out.
Hi everyone. Tried to make it through without tearing up. That was really nice of you guys. Thank you. Just really honored and blessed to be here today, where I first started my pro career. So grateful to have the chance to play in Chicago. It's a special town for me. And I first wanted to thank my mom and dad for everything that they've done for me. Honestly, for helping me and letting me pursue my dream and leaving Colorado and letting me do that. So I appreciate it. My brothers, Brian and Brad, so long. Epton. Hello? Sorry. Ever since I watched you guys first play soccer, I knew that's what I wanted to do. So thank you. I love you. To Wes, my husband, thank you for your support and everything. Season's not an easy thing and traveling all the time. So thank you for everything in that. Love you. Arnhem, Elise, Rory, all the Red Stars and staff in the past and today, thank you for everything you've done for me, for us, and letting us have this platform to play. Extremely grateful to do what I love every day, so thank you. And to my teammates, obviously couldn't have done that without you. I know a lot of them probably aren't here today because a lot of them have retired as well in the past, but I wouldn't have been here where I am today without them, so thank you. And last but not least, thank you to the fans. You guys have been amazing, and this league is nothing without you guys, so thank you so much to every single one of you coming out here and supporting these players do what they love to do, and we're not here without you, so thank you. Thank you to Chicago Local 134 for sticking from the beginning. We appreciate you, and I will love you guys, and I'm excited to join you in the stands now.
It is never an easy moment when your soccer career comes to a close, but the memories that soccer has given me will last forever. On to the next chapter. Time to join all the Red Stars fans in the stands as my teammates and friends push forward to an NWSL title. Go Red Stars, in the words of Michelle Lomnicki. The second half of Portland Thorns and Chicago Red Stars is next on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com.